I'm Charlie Van Dyke, and you're listening to the DX Audio Service from the National Radio Club.
Thanks, Charlie, and welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 2000. This is issue number 185, and I'm your host, Fred Bobie, the publisher of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Well, this is the last issue before the convention. I don't think we'll be able to put another one out that will reach all of you, so you better listen up to convention details and make your plans to be here in Lima, Ohio, over Labor Day weekend as we have our National Radio Club convention. Details on side two, but let's jump into the usual fray with our host of the AM Switch. Here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Reference number 483 begins with these call letter changes. On 550, WLKW in Pawtucket, Rhode Island becomes WBZU. 830, WXII, Kernersville, North Carolina, changing to WTRU. On 900, KALT, Atlanta, Texas, becomes KPYN, as that call moves to their expanded band station. We'll get to that in a second. 930, WTNR, Waynesboro, Tennessee, becomes WWON. 1110, KTLD, Pineville, Louisiana, changing to KTTP. 1260, CIHI, in Fredericton, New Brunswick, becomes CKHJ. On 1280, KTFN, Merced, California, changes to KRAN. 1420, WEUC in Ponce, Puerto Rico, becomes WUKQ. 1600, WINX in Rockville, Maryland, changing to WNNY. And on 1610, the new expanded band station in Atlanta, Texas, will take on the station's old call of KALT. For those who are keeping records, the sequential call of KNRB was first assigned to the 1610 station, but almost immediately they changed it to KALT. And on 1700, there will be a new station in Warren, New Jersey. We don't know much about this station. It's being put on the air to test digital audio equipment, and no facilities have been released by the FCC, so we know nothing about the power or the antenna. But if you're around Warren, New Jersey, you hear something unusual on the air, it's probably WL2XAM. That's the experimental call that has been assigned to that station. One grant for a new station in the part of the band we will normally listen to on 740 in Toronto, Ontario, 50,000 watts day and night, a non-directional antenna. Of course, this is the CBC facility that's been silent for a while. CHWO, the Oakville station on 1250, will be moving to the new facility on 740. One application of interest from an existing station on 1520 KKJY in Albuquerque, New Mexico, once again making application to move to 1550 kilohertz. This time they're requesting 5,000 watts in the daytime, 20 watts at night, and a non-directional antenna. Several grants of interest, these are all happening in Canada, on 990 CJCJ2 in Plaster Rock, New Brunswick. They are moving to FM. Also on 1140 CJCJ1 in Perth, New Brunswick, also moving to FM. These were 40-watt LPRT stations. And on 1270 CHWK in Chilliwack, British Columbia, also moving to FM 98.3. Some items of interest in otherness on 620, a strange story of KZTY in Winchester, Nevada. This new station, only came on the air about a year ago, is silent already. As a matter of fact, they've been maintaining a very sporadic schedule since they debuted. The transmitter site, which is licensed for two 270-foot towers, instead has two very short unguided metal poles, one of which we understand is severely bent. If someone could get a photo of that for us, by the way, we'd be interested in actually seeing what this site looks like. 740 WMBL in Moorhead City, North Carolina. This station has gone silent, and according to the management at the station, it probably will not return to the air. 1070 KRAM, West Klamath, Oregon, is back on the air. 1150 KBAI in Morro Bay, California. The license is canceled, the call deleted. The license was turned in by the owners. 1150 WMVI, Mechanicsville, New York. This silent station has been on the air a few hours a week to keep the license alive. No word on when full-time programming will return there. 1390 WEGP, Presque Isle, Maine, is silent. 1590 WEHH in Elmira Heights, New York, for many years has held a construction permit to add 460 watts at night and go full-time. This construction permit now has been canceled at the owner's request. 1600 WPNT in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. This station is on the air, but currently is operating as a high-powered TIS station. They have nonstop tourist information for the Six Flags Amusement Park in that area. And on 1690 KSYX in Roseville, California, the new owner of this construction permit expects to have this new station on the air, in his words, in about 3 months. That wraps it for this month for AM Switch. Now let's head south or east or west or wherever he happens to park today to turn on all his radios and catch all those IDs. Here's John Docker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everyone. This is the program segment called The Travelogue of the DX Audio Service. And what you're going to be hearing for the next few minutes are recordings made of the legal station breaks of AM broadcast stations from the eastern half of the United States. And they all have at least one thing in common. They all come in at 580 on your radio dial, if you're in their neighborhood, of course. Before I go too far, I want to thank Adam Bouvier up in North Battleford, Saskatchewan, for sending in a couple of tapes just recently. And one has the 1947 changeover from KPO to KNBC in San Francisco. Of course, that's the station that later became KNBR, Adam, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but I was working for them in 1976, so that's a real nice addition to the collection. Thanks very much. And next month we'll be playing one of the IDs you sent in. That'll be the western part of 580, so thanks very much, and to everyone else, too, with their encouragement. Now, just about all the stations on this 580 channel operate with 5,000 watts during the daytime. There are a few exceptions, as usual, and I'll try to call those out as we hear them. And today we're going to cover as much of W-land as possible with our dial set at 580. And we can actually start in New England for the first time since we heard from Portland, Maine. When was that? Back 3-4 months ago, I guess? As we start the August 2000 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
The home of Central Massachusetts' largest electronic media news desk. Time now for Action News on Worcester's news leader, AM 580 WTAG Worcester, a night quality station.
It's 12:02. Good afternoon. I'm Gina Cervetti, WTAG Action News.
Now, those call letters date way back to the time when WTAG was owned by the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, the newspaper. And my wife Linda grew up in that area, so WTAG was the family source of news, she recalls. And I guess she would have probably been using WTAG for all the CBS entertainment programs, too, back in those days.
It's 10 o'clock, and Rachel Spencer has news from Worcester's news leader.
WTAG, Worcester.
Good morning. It's 45 degrees in downtown Worcester.
Okay, you know, those low-frequency stations get out real well, at least for the most part. So WTAG would have been a frequent, easy catch from my home just 200 miles to the north in the state of Vermont when I was a kid. Except we were roughly halfway along a straight line between Worcester and Ottawa, mostly at 580. I got garbage in western Vermont, what can I say? But that's the only 580 station in New England, and I see there are none in New York State. So we're going to have to cross the Delaware River and head for the capital of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
You've been listening to The Comedy Show on the news station, AM 580, WHP, Harrisburg.
CBS News, this is David Jackson.
You know, usually they're a little more direct with their slogan there.
News Talk 580, this is WHP Harrisburg. It's 3 o'clock.
That's better.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. Another communist government falls, Czechoslovakia.
And they have a jingle package, as you might expect.
WHP.
Republican side of the budget. Good afternoon. I'm Don Rooney, WHP News at 2 o'clock.
You know, I can't pass by WHP without playing you one of their old jingles. This goes way back to the late 1960s.
WHP 580 in Harrisburg.
Okay. Now, I mentioned that most of the stations that broadcast on 580 operate with 5,000 watts, and that's sort of standard on these FCC, what they call regional channels. And you know, Mark Durenberger is bringing you a lot of cuts from clear channels. So these are regional channels that we're doing here, so far anyway. We'll get to the clear channels. But our next entry on the travelogue, they use just 500 watts.
This is WLES Radio 580 on your dial in Lawrenceville. Time now for the latest news from the Associated Press and the WLES Newsroom.
And here's a station with an eclectic program format. Yeah, that's a neat word, isn't it? What it means is they can play a variety of different kinds of programs. Talk, jazz, listen.
That was Judy Rodman. Early fall on WKSK. I'm Alan Francis. Thank you very much for listening to the country portion of our broadcast today here on WKSK. Stand by for today's hit music on Cruisin' with KSK.
You're cruising with WKSK West Jefferson.
WKSK West Jefferson.
This is a stereo K58 music sweep.
All right, and as we venture toward the southern border of North Carolina, we find the city of Lumberton. And it, too, has a 500-watt station operating at 580.
For inspiration, encouragement, and the best southern gospel music, stay with us. We're AM 580, WTSB, Lumberton.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton. The government has released some new figures on the nation's economy.
And what do they use for a jingle?
WTSB, Lumberton.
A few moments ago, we brought you an eclectically formatted station. And here's another one, I guess. I mean... How many stations do you know that would segue from Swap Shop to Dr. Laura?
And that's all the time we have on the Swap Shop for today. Stand by now for Dr. Laura. This is AM 580 WGAC in Augusta.
This is Frank Setapani. Buckingham Palace has broken its silence on the death of Princess Diana.
Oh, boy. Do you remember where you were when you learned of Princess Diana's death? Well, let me tell you, we had just come out of the annual auction at that Saturday night at the NRC convention in Newcastle, Delaware. And I remember my wife and I came out in the lobby, and there was the general manager of the all-news station in Wilmington standing in the lobby of the Ramada Inn. He was just motionless, and I went over to him and told him how much we'd enjoyed his speech after dinner. I was really checking to see if he was okay. He had spoken, by the way, about how a station in Wilmington could survive in the primary coverage area of All News KYW, and so I was thanking him for that. He said, you know, my beeper just went off. There's been an accident involving Princess Diana, and he said, I don't like the way it sounds, and I recall smiling and asking if he was criticizing the RCA satellite for the lousy sound. Not taking the subject hardly seriously at all. No, he said. No, I mean, I just don't hear anybody saying she's okay. So, half a dozen of us sat right there in the lobby, and sure enough, within an hour, we learned the worst. So that was a tough evening. One more shot here at WGAC.
AM 580 WGAC, Augusta, Georgia. We are the talk of the town.
Russia's vice president wants emergency action.
Well, let's move southward. And, gee, if this next station had moved about 20 miles further south, it would be in Florida. But, it's only in Georgia, I'm afraid.
Moultrie's news and information station, WMGA AM 580, Riverside. Count on us for news on the hour, every hour.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby.
3, 2, 1. Solid rocket.
Hey, you know, it's funny they should be mentioning a liftoff of a space shuttle because our next stop on the 580 highway around the country takes us right to the middle of the Sunshine State, only an hour's drive from Cape Canaveral.
Drink coffee, think about moderation. From Dr. Dean Adele. On the news and weather leader, 580 WDBO.
Depend on 580 WDBO Orlando, Central Florida's news and weather leader.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Wall, WDBO News Radio 580. Here we'll check out on the Interstate 4 right around Lake Mary why there's such a problem and the latest on the weather forecast. It's 1 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm John Grimes.
Now, here's a 1,000-watt voice from northeastern Mississippi.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Fred Manfro.
The music, the fun, and the memories of the 50s, 60s, and 70s on 58 Gold, WELO Tupelo.
You know, this next station fits neatly into our travel plan for later this summer. And my wife and I are going to be attending the NRC convention in Lima, Ohio, of course, as I hope you will. And then on the way home, I'm hoping to stop at exit 68 on Interstate 75. At least that's the way I have my Atlas marked so far. See if we can get a better recording on this station. That's in Tennessee, by the way.
You're in tune with Big Wolf Radio, WOFE 580 on your dial, Rockwood, Tennessee, serving Rockwood and surrounding areas. The time is 10:30, and it's time now for the church news brought to you as another public service of Bill Breeze.
Yeah, not too bad, but that's the only one we have of WOFE, so that's kind of dangerous, I think. We were in West Virginia at the convention last year, and as we were leaving to come home, we picked up this next recording. We must have been about an hour south of Bridgeport, West Virginia.
Baseball now and then with two of the game's most recognizable voices. Thanks for listening this hour on ESPN Radio.
Radio 58, WCHS.
WCHS, Charleston.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. The NAACP votes to oust Executive Director Benjamin Chivas.
This next station is the most powerful of any U.S. station that we've had on the travelogue this whole year. They've been able to show to the FCC that, and to the Canadian authorities, the CRTC, that 15,000 watts on 580, and at least their daytime power, would not cause any problems to any assignments in either country.
Get Lawn Smart. Call Traverse Outdoor for a free estimate on automatic underground sprinkler systems.
This is News Talk 580 WTCM Traverse City.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. Not rain, not floods. Des Moines area residents do need drinking water.
You know, the University of Illinois must have a good engineering department because of the sound and the reach of their station at 580 on the dial. It's always just superlative. I drive idly around our son's home in Valparaiso, Indiana, and it comes in with absolutely full quieting and sometimes even some pretty good programs, too. You never know.
30 tonight, but then warming up towards the end of the week a little bit. So, not too bad, but you'll need a sweater and light jacket.
Time is 8 o'clock this morning. This is WILL Urbana, a broadcast service of the University of Illinois. You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Vincent Duffy, along with our director, Mike Pritchard, and our meteorologist, Ed Keyser. The news from Washington is next.
From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle.
Now, not all the news on WILL is always good, not always sweetness and light.
Once again, there is a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock this evening. Champaign-Urbana is included in that tornado watch. That's regional news. I'm Alex Ashlock.
And this is AM 580, the Information Advantage, WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
You know, I wish I'd kept a little more of this next cut. My hunch is that the announcer got carried away on a 10-second network break and started extolling the virtues of a sponsor just a little too much. He probably went in very late. Listen.
We'll take a brief pause here, 10 seconds, to allow our local stations to identify themselves. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WKTY La Crosse. Brewer Baseball being brought to us in part by Rockies Supper Club. You can take the River Road or come by boat to Rockies.
Oh, dear. I guess I'll never know if he made it through all, you know, just in the 10 seconds. But now, here's another cut on that same station, and I just love the idea that they are so proud of one of their local programs. They protect it under, well, it sounds like penalty of death, almost. I'm not sure.
The preceding Mike and Eric show is the exclusive copyright feature of May Broadcasting and WKTY. No portion of this program may be copied or broadcast without the express written permission of the licensee, WKTY La Crosse.
From
ABC News, I'm John Degnan.
Well, okay, we're going to hold it right there for this month, and next month we'll start with the KLAN stations that operate at 580 on your dial. Gee, the first one is way over in West Texas, according to my map here. How about that? But right here and right now, our next segment on the DX Audio Service is produced by the ever-inventive Bruce Conti and his DX Digest. Here you go, Bruce.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. Congratulations to DXAS sportscaster Ken Onischuk, top scorer in the longest day DX contest. Ken amassed a grand total of 176 points, logging a variety of stations on his CC radio in Joliet, Illinois, including KAAY Little Rock, Arkansas on 1090, WRVA Richmond, Virginia on 1140, WBZ Boston, Massachusetts 1030, WONE Dayton, Ohio on 980, KOA Denver, Colorado 850, WBAP Fort Worth, Texas on 820, WSB Atlanta, Georgia 750, WMT Cedar Rapids, Iowa on 600, and WISN Milwaukee, Wisconsin on 1130, just to name a few. Ken writes, "All this listening was tiring, but I did it." Another DXer who did it is Russell Curry of Springfield, Oregon, using a Drake R8 receiver with a Kiwa AirCore loop. Russell submitted a diverse selection of loggings, including XETRA Rosarito, Baja California on 690, KGEM Boise, Idaho on 1140, CKMX Calgary, Alberta 1060, KSL Salt Lake City, Utah 1160, WOAI San Antonio, Texas on 1200, and KTWO Casper, Wyoming on 1030. The longest day DX contest took place on the first day of summer, June 21st. Congrats, gentlemen, for a job well done. Michael Pisco of Dearborn, Michigan checks in with this recording of WGJ618 Westland, Michigan on 1700 kilohertz.
Remember, if you have an emergency, call 911. But if your phones are not functional, go to the nearest fire station or the police department.
You are listening to the City of Westland's information station, providing Westland emergency information and upcoming events, operating on 1700 kilohertz AM WGJ618.
The TIS has since changed calls to WPTZ-755. Michael wants to know if there's any meaning behind the calls issued to TIS-HAR stations. Well, Michael, unlike standard broadcast call letters, which sometimes do carry a meaning, such as those of historic significance like Chicago's WLS, which stands for World's Largest Store, or those with call letters that match the station nickname like WJLT, J-Lite Radio, Ashland, Boston on 650, well, I do not know of any meaning behind the letter and number combinations used to identify TIS-HAR stations. Perhaps I should leave this as homework for our DXAS listeners. If anyone knows of any logic behind those calls, drop me a line at the DX Digest or give us the final answer on the DXAS Musings line. Ken and Russell weren't the only ones DXing on the first day of summer. June 21st, I went on a camping de-expedition to Camden, Maine, on the eastern slope of Mount Beguntacook, facing the Atlantic Ocean. Many signals were logged from Europe and South America, but first let's check out the graveyard frequencies where some interesting IDs were heard.
You're listening to the all-news talk, 1450 WRKD Rockland. It's 4 o'clock. CNN Radio News. I'm Matt Reese. The man in charge of the Energy Department had some explaining to do to the U.S. Senate. Secretary Bill Richardson testified about those missing computer disks at the Los Alamos lab in New Mexico.
You wake up with
with it. You drive to work with it. You enjoy your lunch with it. And you take it home at night. You're listening to the radio right now, and so are your customers. If you want to turn up the volume on your business, advertise on CJLS. The advertising experts at CJLS can help you make sales grow. Phone Carol Sherman, Pierre Ferrand, or Dave Hall at 742-7175.
Well, that's my time for this afternoon. I'll be back again from 3 to 6 tomorrow afternoon to do it all over again. Hope you're going to be with me. In the meantime, stay with CJLS. We have news at the top of the hour and Sarah Morgan to carry you through the evening with all kinds of great songs and information and entertainment. Stay with us right here on The Wave, CJLS.
CJLS weather for you tonight will be mainly cloudy. We'll have scattered showers developing overnight, carrying in near 5 millimeters. Patchy coastal fog will develop as well overnight. The winds will increase to a southerly 30 kilometers an hour. We'll see a low near 12 degrees. For tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy with patchy coastal fog, occasional showers, and even a chance of a thunder shower. Further amounts of 10 to 15 millimeters. The winds will be a southwest 30 to 40 kilometers an hour. We'll have a high of 25, except around 18 along the coast. And Friday's outlook is a mixture of sun and cloud. There is a chance of a shower, a morning low near 12 degrees, and a high between 20 to 24 degrees. Low tide in Yarmouth Harbor will be at 8:45 this evening. This hour, the barometric pressure is falling. We have a wind from the southwest at 13 kilometers an hour, and our temperature is 18 degrees. News first on CJLS.
That was Sixpence, None the Richer, and Kiss Me on Hometown Radio, WQDY, WALZ. And taking us into ABC Information News, it's Pearl Jam.
Cartels agreed in Vienna to increase production. It's not much of a boost, though.
WQDY on 1230. Before that, CJLS Yarmouth, Nova Scotia on 1340. And WRKD Rockland, Maine on 1450. Now International DX, check out this signal from Algeria on 549 kilohertz. Now Switzerland on 765 kilohertz. Outstanding signal from Switzerland on 765. Of course, they faded out during ID time.
Switzerland in Lausanne, 103.85, and here in Europe via satellite.
a nice DX signal, especially considering that it was the first day of summer. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73, and good DX.
Mark Dernberger here with another two-part DX Audio Service Clear Channel Band Scan.
Northwest Airlines would like to welcome you to Nashville, where the current local time here is 8:20.
This one's called Nashville at Night, and it was recorded during a visit to Nashville back in June 1999. We were at TNN for a Y2K meeting and took advantage of our stay at the Opryland Hotel to open up the antennas and pull out the loops and see what we could get. As usual, we went up the band from 640 to 1560. And here's the low end of the dial.
Well, of course, we're not going to do very much with 640 because it's an adjacent channel to Nashville's own WSM.
Normal, Northern California is experiencing its coldest June in more than 80 years. Tim O'Donnell, ABC News.
It's 9:31. Staff meteorologist Alan Archer is in the WSM Weather Center.
Music City skies to return, now fair to partly cloudy. Throughout the week, notice the chance for a shower, thunder showers, almost not even worth talking about.
But at 660, same thing, adjacent channel, precludes any possible reception of WFAN New York. How about Chicago on 670?
Get ready for an exciting adventure through the Golden Southwest with YMT Vacations, April 8th, 2000. 15 days for the guaranteed lowest price for WMAQ listeners from only $7.99. Includes air, hotel, and luxurious motor coach. This is fantastic. You fly to Los Angeles before heading to Nevada.
All right, that's WMAQ at 680. Well, we're too far from St. Joseph, Missouri, and we're obviously too far from Raleigh, North Carolina. 700.
And the shortstop will make the play. Hockey, and that's the inning. So the Reds go in a hurry here in the seventh. Nothing across. Middle of the seventh. Twins 8. And the Reds 6.
Oh, my Twins are way ahead of the Reds. 2 points.
Stop by Roberts and check out their high-quality name-brand furniture, appliances, bedding, and electronics. Stop by Roberts Grand Cincinnati.
7:10. Got a TV set running somewhere in the neighborhood. That's Tuffy. All right, let's go to 720.
He wraps the ground ball to short, fielded by Fox, goes to Bell. There's the force. That's the inning. No runs, one hit, one left. We've played two and a half here in Phoenix. Cubs nothing, Diamondbacks nothing.
This is the home team, News and Santa, on Chicago's News and Talk, Radio 720 WGN.
A lot of people think grubs are just about
Oh, thank you for that idea. Let's go up to 750.
Fred McGriff with two on and two out. In the ninth inning, Bobby Cox, even without a phone, makes the Bell South Mobility call to the bullpen.
Hello?
Joe, this is live calling.
All right, we know that's WSB in Atlanta. How about this guy?
Two hits. What's his average right now?
450.
415?
Mm-hmm.
Bye, mystery guest. Bye, mystery guest. Thanks for stopping by.
Every once in a while, we would love to put somebody on the airwaves.
Well, we're sorry about that TV interference.
They get a little shy.
But there's certainly plenty of signal there from WJR.
Yeah, no problem. Take care of yourself. Make sure you grab a complimentary brownie there or some oyster crackers. Tigers win at 9-4, and everybody's in a happy mood.
And who got the win tonight? Who got the win?
And at 770. Yeah, if you reach for it, they're in there. Let's try Chicago on 780.
We have 79 degrees under partly cloudy skies this evening, and AccuWeather's calling for an overnight low of 66 degrees, mostly sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 90. WVPM News Time, 940.
All right, let's go up to 810, the 1B, and see whether we can pull out Schenectady. Oh, boy. I suppose if the guy had any sense, he'd go outside and get away from all this interference. How about 8:20?
And I can't think of anything better else to do with your kids than that.
Michael, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Opens up the 800 line right now at 1-800-288-WBAP. Otherwise, you can reach us, Metro, 214-787-1820, and pound 820 on AT&T Wireless.
830. Well, that ain't WCCO. Let's go up to Louisville.
10:45 at 84 WHAS. I'd like in our last segment here to spend a couple of minutes talking to you about the congressional race in 2000. You are certainly rumored to be the man who is looking seriously at that race, and I do want to spend just a moment or two with you talking about that in just a moment. Russ Maple is with us. Do want to make mention that the Central High School class of 59 holds their 40-year reunion coming up the weekend of July 30th. If you'd like more info, 896-4313 is the number, and we're back after this on 84 WHAS.
All right, let's try 850. How about New Orleans?
Hey, Tom, listen, I got to run, but I thank you for calling.
I appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate it. And, Steven, you stick with us for a few more minutes, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. It is 9:48 here at WWL, 870 AM, News Talk and Sports Radio.
Custom Furniture has moved to 6601 Veterans just across.
All right, let's us move up to 880.
Gallery on Glen Cove Road in Carl Place, Long Island. So, if you've always wanted a piano for your family's home, come see and hear this unique collection of pianos at Macy's Piano Clearance. It all starts this Thursday. Make music a part of your life at Macy's. Call 1-800-7-PIANOS. That's 1-800-7-PIANOS.
Tune that in a little better.
Don't miss it. WCBS News Time, 10:48. Traffic and weather together on the 8th in the WCBS Traffic Center. Here's Russ Meyer.
Set out to Long Island, the westbound side of the LIE main roadway.
Not a bad signal. How about 890?
He was having a dream or thought. Yes, he thought he was doing something, or maybe, you know, he was dreaming.
Just an author's note here. Some of these stations are coming in from the other side of the Opryland Hotel, and we're facing west and south, and the signals from places like Chicago and Detroit are not doing as well as they might if we were on the other side of the building.
It's not noise. It's not.
And so as a result, we're getting more TV interference than we would normally expect.
And
the stations from the south, like WWL, are just bombing in here through the window. Nevertheless, this is WLS.
I don't know if there's too. I don't think there is too much detail.
So you think this? It is possible.
It's possible. Yeah, I do.
All righty. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
All righty. Well, some think that he is capable of doing it. Some say, no way, Jose. What do you think? This guy killed his wife, stabbed her 44 times, hid all the evidence before the cop showed up, and said he did it because he was sleepwalking and had no real recollection of all that he had done. 591-8900. Sunny tomorrow and hot. Daytime highs reaching 90. Overnight lows in the 60s. Right now it is 83 at Midway and 82 on the lakefront.
So there for WLS, as we work our way up the dial to 1,000. Might expect the loop from Chicago, WMVP now. So, not much there. Let's go to 1020. Same problem with the Opryland Hotel between us and the KDKA Tower. And if I could get this, just try a little experiment here. If I could get this antenna out to the window here.
Three strikes, you're out there. I'll see you later. The Major League Baseball.
No, I'm going to try.
Such idiotic instances as these two. Won a World Series with one crack.
Doing something that you can't do in most hotels. I'm going to open the window.
Yeah, and where's Ted Williams, Bob Feller, and
I think I am.
For, Bill Mazeroski.
Move the loop antenna.
And
Okay, let's see if we can get this antenna outside.
They supported me. They didn't, you know, a lot of people thought of me as an outcast for wanting to portray such a role, Mike.
But your parents were proud of you.
Well, like I said, it's all in creativity.
And your brother tried to follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, it's worth the extra effort,
but,
isn't it? All right, let's go up to 10:30.
The Air Force published a book on the 50th anniversary of Roswell. And, you know, to me, it's so much. So how do we know that we don't, somebody in the mainstream,
I think we can go by the accent and pretty much confirm that that's WBZ. If you'll allow us to do that, we'll move to 1040.
Radio 1040, WHO.
We're back, everybody. Mike Reagan here, 5 minutes before the hour. Back to Jennifer for a moment more.
From Des Moines to Philadelphia.
Again, the Dow closing up 109.5 points. The NASDAQ up 46. S&P 500 up 6.75. Russell 2000 up 4.75. From the Business Center, this has been Phil, KYW News Radio.
And KYW News Radio checks business at 25. Then again, it's 55 after the hour every day of the week. Plus, we have instant updates on our website at KYW1060.
Nashville at Night, Part 1, a band scan recorded last June in Nashville. In coming months, we're going to take a short trip across the midsection of the country from Minneapolis to Grand Junction, Colorado. And we're going to track a selected group of 1A clear channel stations to see how their signals change as we drive from east to west. We recorded them at the same time every night, but each night about 300 miles farther west. Also ahead, interviews with folks you know about radio, a tour of the KRVN Lexington, Nebraska 880 transmitter site, and a comparison of a beverage antenna and a loop in the desert on selected stations. I think you'll find that fascinating. And later on, our clear channel capture machine will go back to the mid-1970s to hear how the last 12 of the unduplicated clear channel stations sounded at night before the FCC trashed those 12 frequencies. We'd love to hear from you that you like what we're doing. And of course, as usual, we're always looking for ideas to make this a better service. My email address, durenberger@uswest.net. That's durenberger@uswest.net. We'd love to hear from you. And until next month, good listening, DXers.
And it's time now for some news and notes from the National Radio Club, starting it off on kind of a sad note. Our sympathies go out to Ernie Wesolowski and the death of his mother in late June at the age of 89. Most DXers had the pleasure of meeting Rose Wesolowski at various times at the numerous National Radio Club get-togethers. Our thoughts are with you, Ernie, and your family. Speaking of Ernie, he also reminds us that he's still accepting bids for the 2001 National Radio Club Convention. However, the bid process will be closed down and the bid for the 2001 convention will be announced at the 2000 convention here in Lima. So if you have any intention of hosting a 2001 convention, you best be getting that information to Ernie as quickly as possible. I'd also like to offer a warning or two here on the 2000 convention. Listen, we only have a few more rooms available at the Hampton Inn, so if you're thinking about attending the 2000 convention here in Lima, Ohio, please book your room as soon as possible. We'll have information on side two of this tape. Several people have indicated that they're going to wait till the last minute and possibly book at other hotels, but keep in mind, we cannot provide transportation to and from other hotels to the Hampton Inn at will. So if you're going to be booking at another hotel, please make your own travel arrangements to and from the Hampton Inn. If you do book at the Hampton Inn, you'll be right there where the action is happening. And as I mentioned, we only have a few more rooms available, so please book them as soon as possible. If you're thinking about sharing a room and you would like to possibly see if somebody is available on a list, just contact me here at the DX Audio Service. The telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. The best time to get me is between, say, 6:30 and 8:30 in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. Or you can leave a message on the voicemail, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible during the daytime. But if you would like to see if you can perhaps chum up a room with somebody else, maybe just drop me a call here, and we'll see if we can pair you up with someone else or at least put you in touch with somebody, and you can work out the arrangements. Same goes for travel. If you can come through a certain area and would like to volunteer to pick up some members of the DX Audio Service, be sure to let me know what your travel plans are going to be, what day you're going to be cruising through, what communities, and maybe we can give somebody a hand. The 2000 IRCA convention is going to be held August the 25th, 26th, and 27th in Billings, Montana, and it will be hosted by John and Nancy Johnson. You can check for more information on the World Wide Wait, and the address is https://pages.prodigy.net/John_Johnson/IRCA2000.htm. If you need that address, why don't you email me at fredv@nrcdxas.org, and I'll send that information to you. On our DX Change, yours truly here at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805, has some blank recording tape. That's a quarter-inch wide recording tape on plastic reels. Now, this tape is Scotch 111 and Scotch 150 on 10-inch reels in white boxes for $5 per reel. Now, some reels may contain recordings, but most of them should be blank. 7 and 5-inch reels are 50 cents each. While they last, there are some 10-inch reels. Prices exclude shipping. So if you're interested in some recording tape for your own personal needs, why not give me a call? Also from Rusty Curry, he says he has for sale a Sony ICCF 2003. I believe that's ICF 2003 with manual. It covers 155 kilohertz to 29.95 megahertz continuous with SSB and FM, which extends on the lower end to below the TV channels. It has fine tuning, which works well on AM and SSB on an external antenna jack. He would like $90 for it. He also has a Turk Technologies powered FM antenna, which he's selling for $30. If interested, contact Rusty Curry at 1125 North 58th Street, number 46, Springfield, Oregon, 97478. Or you can give him a call at area code 541-726-9760. And from the DX Time Machine, from the pages of DX News 50 years ago, from the July 15th, 1950 DX News magazine, Joe Bronner from Williamsville, New York, heard a Guatemalan station on 1510 kilohertz with a DX program on the morning of July 1st, promising souvenirs to reporters. The call sounded like TGJ. 25 years ago, from the July 14th, 1975 DX News, the FCC announced a relaxation of the rules, including a new 2.5 kilowatt power classification and the rescinding of the suburban rule in the case of non-contested applications for new stations. 10 years ago, from the July 30th, 1990 DX News, Jim Renfrew took over editorship of the International DX Digest. And that's our DX Time Machine. And finally, from our friend Alan Graham at HCJB, he sends along the schedule for DX Party Line. Let's start on the eastern part of North America at 0110 UTC on the frequencies of 9745, 15115, and 21455 upper sideband. That's at 0110 UTC on Sunday. To western North America at 0410 UTC on Sunday on the frequencies of 9745, 15115, and 21455 on upper sideband. Also, for those of you who are in Europe, the schedule for Europe is as follows. Saturday at 0610 UTC on the frequency of 15160 and at 1910 UTC on 17660 kilohertz. And if you want to try for the South Pacific release, you can try on Saturdays at 0910 UTC on a frequency of 11755 kilohertz and 21455 kilohertz in upper sideband. And of course, I should mention that if you would like to send them a reception port, I'm sure they would appreciate knowing how the signal comes out in your part of the country. It's a big D
kind of a day. Please flip the tape to side two. So just keep doing like